A word for you from Matthew chapter 11 verse 21. Woe to you, Chorazin! Woe to you, Bethsaida! For if the mighty works done in you had been done in Tyre and Sidon, they would have repented long ago in sackcloth and ashes. The Lord Jesus believes the Old Testament. He believes the stories in the Bible. He's not a doubter of the literal word of God. And he calls the attention of these cities to mind as he speaks to these Jewish people who have experienced the grace of God in a special way. Not only had they a history with God and of his working, but now the Lord Jesus Christ, their Savior, the Messiah, had come, and he had performed his mightiest works in these cities. Because in verse 20 he says, despite the fact that most of his mighty works had been done there, they still did not repent. And that is why he mentions them by name, for he had performed great miracles in Chorazin and Bethsaida. It was special grace. Some of these miracles had not been performed elsewhere. These spectacular displays of God's working, the mighty power of God, had not been done in some areas, but they were done in Chorazin and Bethsaida. And yet, despite the evidence, they still did not repent. Have you received some special grace of God? You have some special blessing of God in your life, and yet you still hold on to your old life, hold on to your sin. It might be that you have a Christian family into which you've been born by the grace of God. The Lord has chosen you to inherit their blessings. He wants you to be a Christian, to turn to him like your parents have. Perhaps it's a godly mother, perhaps a godly grandparent who you know has been praying for you. Perhaps you were brought up as a child where you knew the things of God, but then you went astray. Perhaps God had displayed some of his mighty works in you, in that you experienced, you tasted of the grace of God. And yet now you are like Chorazin and Bethsaida, where the Lord Jesus condemns. Instead of showing his grace, you are condemned in the sight of God. What judgment is this? Tyre and Sidon would have repented, Jesus said. Remember Nineveh. They did repent just because of a preacher without spectacular miracles. Are you repenting and turning to the God of all grace and power?